Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
G'day, it's Quentin Haynes speaking. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm just ringing up. When I signed up with Melbourne Phone Company, they signed me up with an Optus account. I've already been in touch with them before, like with Melbourne Phone Company, but the two numbers that I rang before are now disconnected. So, and I'm still getting bills from Optus. You there?
Is it Clinton Hay?
Yeah, speaking, yep.
Okay, Clinton, I can see only one number is active with us. Your services,
yep.
You had signed up with us long time. Your services are with us since a long time.
Yeah, but when I did sign up, they signed me up through an Optus account first, and then they said that won't be any good. So they put me onto something else. And then so I've still got the account with Optus and they keep sending me bills. But I haven't got Optus.
So do you call Optus and ask why they are billing you? Because your services are with us.
I know, but you guys signed me up with Optus when I signed up. And then, because I didn't have NBN, they said that service is no good, so we'll sign you up with this one.
No,
yes.
We never signed up with you with Optus. What happened? You were with Optus, so we just...
No, I was with Telstra. I've never had an Optus account.
Okay, give me a moment. Let me check. Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Clinton, I can see that we did conference the call with Optus in the month of May, and we did confirm that service is all cancelled and there's no service connected to Optus.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still getting bills. And
so
I rang them.
Ask them why they are sending the bill.
Yeah, I have, and they said because you still got an account with us because you didn't cancel it properly.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that if I didn't sign up, which I didn't, for me to fill out a police fraud.
So if you don't have any service with Optus, then why are they billing you? For what they're billing you?
Because you guys signed me up with Optus first.
No, we never signed you.
Yes,
why did
did
we sign up?
I don't know. You did. Even the bloke that I spoke to last time that rang Optus knows that you did. But
we are not authorized to sign you up with Optus.
Well, you did.
You can ask Optus, or you can just raise a complaint why you are getting the bill from Optus. You are with us since a long time.
Yeah, because you signed me up with Optus first.
How can we sign you up with Optus? How can a provider sign you up with another provider? You are the owner. You will only be able to sign up directly. We are not authorized to sign you up directly with another provider. We did conference a call with Optus, and we did inform, I believe, that person whom you spoke to, he was on call with Optus. I believe you remember, right? And he did ask them to cancel.
Yeah, but they haven't.
So you can ask them why they are not cancelling. It's their fault. They should have done it long time back. you had a word in regards to this issue in the month of May. So if they're
yes.
billing you, they're billing you wrong. You need to raise a complaint
yes.
against that.
Yeah, well, they've told me that my account is still there, but there's
no...
No,
how can that happen? Your service, what for what service they're billing you?
For the internet.
How
but
can
there's
you
no
use
usage.
Internet?
There's no usage on the internet with them.
So if there is no usage, then how can they say that you're in the, and the internet is with them? You can show the bill which you have, you are getting from us. You can raise a complaint for that, Clinton.
Yeah, but you signed me up with Optus first. I did not sign up with it. I kept on getting text messages.
We cannot sign a person to another provider. Why we will sign you with another provider? We will help you to cancel it and take the service to us. But we will not ask you to sign up with another provider. It will be a loss for us.
Well, that's what it was, because when I was talking to the bloke that was signing me up, he kept on saying, you will get a text message from Optus. Can you tell me the code? So I'd tell him the code, and then he'd say, okay, I'll ring you back. And he'll ring me back and say, you're about to get another message from Optus. Can you tell me the code?
Maybe that was a scam call. Who knows?
Well,
There are many scam happening, right? So if someone calls you from Optus or Telstra and asks you for a code, you should be alert. It's better that you directly call the customer service of that particular company and clarify whether it's a legitimate call or not.
Well, this
there
is
There are many
a...
scams happening through this. They will tell you, give me the OTP from Optus, from MBN, and that's the OTP for your bank account. You should be alert, Clinton. There are many scams happening each and every day. We
I know that.
Calls
but...
from our existing customers about this.
But how can the same bloke sign me up with Melbourne Phone Company?
We don't provide a code. We don't take code from a customer. Why we will require a code from the customer? Clinton, if you have any doubt in regards to the same, kindly email us on support@mphone.com.au.
Yeah, no, I'm not writing an email. Have you got your supervisor there and I'll talk to him?
No, my supervisor is not right now along with me.
Well, you tell him to give me a ring.
No worries, I'll forward the request, okay? Thank you.